Good morning. Happy Friday. It is happening 5 minutes past six. 5 out of 5 days. Achievement unlocked. It's Simo and Jordan waking you up.
Oh, it's almost the weekend, Simo.
Mates, we reached the pinnacle of the week. All done. I'm so pleased with the situation.
Well, not quite all done. We've still got a big show today to get through.
Fine. We have, a mate of mine who I've worked with for a long time. She has one of the dumbest tattoos ever. Going to get her on the phone.
And I enjoy tattoo chat.
Yes. Also, I got up to a bit of mischief last night, which meant I didn't get in trouble with the cops, but with authority, definitely got myself into a bit of strife.
Ah, I see. Interesting.
Speaking of cops, we're going to be having a chat to one a little bit later as well on the way to...
Is this to do with your incident last night or are they unrelated?
It has absolutely nothing to do with this. Road safety. We got easier right now, though. 5 seconds of summer. These Aussie boys absolutely smashing it. Is it easy? Simo and Jordan waking you up 20 past six.
Now, Simo, did you go out last night without me?
I did.
Thanks for my invite, but no, that's fine.
It's in the mail.
Yeah, no, I'm taking my goldfish shoe shopping or something last night, so I was busy anyway, so it was fine.
I would have invited you. However, right, I just about had no party myself.
I see.
Because, you know, you've got to do your due diligence if you're working, like, with the responsible service of alcohol and
of
all
course.
That kind of bizzo, ensuring the alcoholic products get sold to the right age group.
Mm-hmm, of course.
So I was being an absolute delight going through the store and, you know, being very knowledgeable about said wines because I used to work in the industry, no worries.
Oh, show off. Are you one of those wine snobs?
I am.
Oh, do you kind of swirl it and look at it and smell it and...
I'm a spitter.
Listen to it because apparently that helps the flavour somehow.
If you listen to it.
I don't know. That's what I've seen people do.
Speak to me, wine. however, there's a bit of a study here as well. Recently, a survey done of 1,500-odd consumers from the ages of 18 through to 21, not directly applicable to myself. However, mm-hmm. 1 in 5 young customers feel embarrassed or intimidated when entering locations where alcohol is sold when asked for ID whilst purchasing it, which brings me to my point.
Oh, did you get asked for ID?
I got carded. How good.
I know. That's sort of they're embarrassed. I love being carded. The worst part is when you get your ID out and they go, no, you're fine, mate. Got through.
And how old are you?
I'm 23.
So the guy that carded me is an absolute beast of a man, right? Mm. Huge beard. Like, I think there's a couple of tats involved there. Mm. So, like, quite clearly, you know, into his manhood, if you like.
Uh-huh.
So he cards me, pretty fresh-faced looking thing, and I was older than him. Edge of the night, Shepherd this morning, 28 and carded, living it up, Jordan. Good morning. 15. Katy Perry, she's back. Never Really Over this morning on Snow FM Breakfast. Thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Nissen. Simo and Jordan, waking you up for Friday.
Hey, now, the other day we were talking about Harry Potter books, and if you own one of the original Philosopher's Stone books that has a couple of spelling mistakes in, it's worth quite a lot of money if you buy it online.
Harry Potter must not go back to Hogwarts, but he is worth a buttload of money.
I was wondering where you were going there for a second. A similar thing has been revealed in news today. If you own some old VHSs of Disney movies, they could be worth a lot. An entire collection of Robin Hood, Cinderella, Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, The Great Mouse Detective, and The Rescuers Down Under, which I've never heard of.
Wait a second. Hold up. What was that last one?
The Rescuers Down Under.
Okay.
Is that an Aussie thing?
Have you got the rating for that?
No.
Okay. Just wondering what it might be about is all. Could be about absolutely anything, Jordan.
Yeah, you got me worried now.
Wait, so how much are all these worth?
26 grand online.
26 but, grand? Is that collectively?
Yes, collectively. Right, okay. But there is a catch. They have to be in their original wrapping. They need to work. They have to have the classic Disney logo. Blah, blah, blah. Hey, look, it's unlikely that you've got these, but have a look anyway.
Can you say what was the last one again?
No. I don't know what it is now. I'm going to Google it.
The Rescuers Down Under. It's last hurrah.
You got me worried now.
Yeah. Did you say it was done by Disney?
Yeah.
Maybe they're brunching out. Simo and Jordan guiding you towards the weekend.
You're a movie buff, would you say, Simo?
I am, and I am always severely and exceptionally disappointed by your lack of film knowledge.
It is one of my minor flaws, I will admit.
Side note, it's horrendous.
Yeah, look, I'm not going to deny that.
More on that to come. However, this morning, you can prove you know more than Jordan. I've got a quote here.
Not going to be tricky.
What have we got here? We've got an Alpine Health and Beauty gift bag. We'll throw in some cookies from Snow Mountain Cookies as well. If you know what this film quote is from, or even the actor.
Okay, so what do you need? Besides a miracle.
Guns. Lots of guns.
Guns. Lots of guns this morning on Snow FM Breakfast. Call 64572977 if you're familiar with that film quote.
Probably a couple of trees out there in Banjo-Paterson Park have more film knowledge than me.
Yeah, it's disastrous. Call now 64572977 and score yourself an Alpine Health and Beauty gift bag. And we'll throw in some cookies from Snowy Mountain Cookies as well.
It's like perfect for a Friday. You get to beautify yourself and eat cookies.
And when we come back, I'm going to take you to task about your film knowledge. But for now, Tones and I, they're one of the hottest Australian things right now. Simo and Jordan, 25 minutes past 7.
And we're in the middle of movie quote comp. That's time. It. We need to come up with a better name for it.
In the midst of it.
In the midst.
We have, this morning, a competitor for it. Good morning, Darren. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks.
It is our pyjama friend from Cooma.
Ah, wonderful. How are you? Are you still in your pyjamas?
Yep.
That's what we like to hear. It's Pyjama and Champagne Friday.
Perfect. About to add some cookies and some beauty products, hopefully.
Yes, so this is for a Alpine Health and Beauty gift bag. We're going to throw in some cookies from Snowy Mountain Cookies as well. Darren, are you feeling confident?
I hope so.
He's hoping he feels confident. Here's the quote that we're dealing with this morning for the film buffs.
Okay, so what do you need? So it's a miracle.
Guns. Lots of guns.
Lots of guns this morning, Darren. What do you got for us? What are you thinking?
Oh, that noise doesn't sound confident.
No.
I wouldn't have the faintest.
Oh, no, you're kidding me. You're as bad as Jordan. Jordan, I am going to I'm going to pass off Darren to you off air. All right, for those who didn't know, it is The Matrix. Oh, come on, Darren.
Don't worry, Darren, I had no idea either.
I'm so disappointed. I'm going to have to buy you some pyjamas with, like, little Keanu Reeves on them.
Can I have pyjamas with Keanu Reeves on them while we're at it?
Darren, thank you very much for the call this morning.
That's okay, thank you.
Have a good one. Yes, I am very displeased about this situation, but you've got some Keanu Reeves news?
I do.
What have you got for me? Because he's been everywhere of late. He wears all black of late.
So Keanu Reeves, Times Person of the Year. Fans are lobbying.
Are you kidding me?
For Keanu to take out the gong.
And what, you probably don't even know who he is.
He's the guy with the beard. He's on the picture here.
Simo and Jordan this morning.
Time to find out some more Simo secrets.
Sure, why not?
Why not? Is she there?
She is there. It is time for Omar Idol. It's all thanks to Mountain Munchies. Good morning, Omar.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
So happy that it's Friday, the end of the week. We do pyjamas and champagne in here on a Friday.
Oh, very fancy, Simon. Very fancy.
It's just to make sure it's got like a relaxed atmosphere. Are you having a relaxed weekend or are you busy, busy?
Oh, no, relaxed weekend. Normal, maybe 12 hours housework Saturday, 14 Sunday, and Opa will rub my feet for many, many hours. It will be so nice, Simon.
That's what happens with me in the studio. Simo just rubs my feet after I've done all the housework around cleaning the studio.
It's so nice, isn't it? It's very, very nice of him.
What can I say? I do what I can. Omar, have you got a song prepared for us this morning? Some lyrics that, we got to guess?
Yes, it's a song that you used to dance in front of mirror with hairbrush. It's so good. It's so good, Simon.
I can't say I remember this one, but go for it, Omar. I'm interested to hear.
It's tricky lyrics, so be very clever.
Okay, we're ready.
Go for it.
Friday, got to get down on the Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Ah, well done, Omar.
Fantastic.
Oh, thank you, boys.
Fantastic. Well done.
Everyone is looking forward to the weekend, and that I actually know that one, Jordan.
I think I do too.
So you can call 645-729-977. If you recognize the lyrics in Oma Idol this morning, you can grab yourself a voucher to Mountain Munchies. All right, Oma, take it out with a bit of a song and dance for us this morning. Those lyrics, we'd love to hear them with a bit of a song and dance. Go for it.
Okay, boys, have a lovely weekend because it's Friday. Got to get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday. Got to get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Fantastic.
Oh, well done, Oma.
Goodbye, boys. Goodbye.
Have a lovely weekend.
She's on a roll, Ashley O, a.k.a. Miley Cyrus, this morning, and Oma Idol continuing on. We've got Pippin, our competitor, this morning, and you find that song a bit weird, Pippin.
Yeah.
Well, it is from Black Mirror, so no doubt, yeah, weird is good in that situation. And a bit of a shout-out you've got happening this morning as well.
Shout-out to Ellie, who's on the Adam and Eve bus, and can I give one to Penny as well, who's on Mafra?
Well, have a great day, guys. Hopefully, Pippin scores this voucher to Mountain Munchies this morning.
Do you reckon you know the song, Pippin?
I think so, because I looked it up on Google to make sure.
No, that's ingenuity, mate.
I already knew it. I was just making sure I knew the exact
name.
Is
that ingenuity or cheating?
All righty, Pippin, give it to us straight, and we'll give it a bit of play for everyone.
Friday by Rebecca Black.
She's got it. It's all thanks to Mountain Munchies.
All right, that's enough of that song now.
Oh. Yeah, no, that's terrible.
Snow FM's The Wheel of I Won What.
The Wheel of I Won What. We are spinning it now, and we have our first caller through this morning, Felicity. Welcome.
Hello.
How are you, Felicity? Are you on the, what are you up to this morning, on the way to school?
I'm about to leave for school, yeah.
Nice. What's your favourite subject at school?
Probably digital tech.
Ooh, digital tech. Thank you. So many kids love maths, and I despised it. So, I did too. It's great to hear you're interested in something else.
So we've got your favourite subject. Just out of interest, what is your least favourite subject at school? Is it
probably
maths?
Probably maths.
Yes!
Sorry to any maths teachers out there. We don't like you.
No algebra up in here. We are much simpler. All you need to do is just make a bit of a sound to get that wheel spinning. Go for it, Felicity.
Meow.
Cat, just out of interest.
All about the cats this morning. Go Geelong. Actually, the Geelong Cats, my favourite football team.
Playing my favourite football team. Let's not mention cats. Oh, now we've got a bit of an issue here.
What do we got?
The wheel, I don't know what to do in this
situation.
Let's
chuck them both in.
It's landed right smack bang in the middle of two prizes.
So, Felicity, something for Mum and Dad. I reckon the Alpine Health and Beauty gift bag, we're going to get your way. But do you enjoy a cookie or two?
Yes, I do.
Who doesn't?
Good, because we have a bag of cookies that you can get a hold of as well. It's thanks to Snowy Mountain Cookies, a bag of cookies to go as well. So you're a winner this morning, and, well, hopefully you get to skip maths today. Just let them, you know, let your teacher know that the boys from Snow FM said so. How's that sound?
Will do.
Please don't get us in trouble, math teachers.
It's the Wheel of I Won What. It is all thanks to Snowy Mountain. It shuttles back on Monday. Have a great day, Felicity.
You too.
Snow FM breakfast.
A couple in England has woken up to find out that their house is sinking.
Okay, so my knowledge of England is not great, but it is surrounded by water, so yes. It could be possible.
Could be possible. Not sinking into water, though. Sinking into the ground.
Oh, okay.
So one of the foundations on one side of the house has obviously broken, and the house is sinking diagonally towards the left into the ground. The couple said they had no warning signs and are simply devastated that this happened overnight.
Yeah.
It's a three-bedroom house with large garden, river frontage, and a ramp. Well, now it has a ramp, but it didn't before. My favourite thing was, it doesn't say here in the article whether it happened or not, but I just hope the couple went out and had a big night on the town and then got back and just saw their house leaning to the left and it's just, what was in those drinks?
Well, it's a flexible house. can like do the full like turn on its side and then just like go down with all the glory. Do you know what the house was called?
Go for it.
Titanic.
Dear Diary, Snow FM Breakfast is out of control.
I tell you what, William, do you want to give Simo a countdown from five so and then he'll do the shot?
All right, sounds good.
All right. Go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Here we go, he's done it, down the hatch. Your face does not... Oh, that's sour.
Oh,
that does not look...
Oh, tastes like...
Lemons?
Oh.
The boy's prepared to save lives.
Have you ever thought of using music while you train people CPR?
Well, historically, the old Bee Gees classic Stayin' Alive has been used.
Launch some snowballs.
He's got hold of this one. Oh, so close. So close.
Yeah, so 47. Close. So close to you nearly copping some snowballs.
I know, so close. He didn't quite get the 50 metres, but he got so, so close. He did a fantastic job.
Helped a kid with his education.
You're going to be late. Do you get in trouble with the teacher if you're late for school?
Nah, they don't really care.
And did you hear about the bat, the cat, and the hat?
We've acquired a new cat.
Right, what's the cat's name?
Cat's name is Jedi.
Right, so Jedi is strong with the Force, obviously, and so much so, Jedi has forced a bat into your home?
During my performance of Swan Lake, trying to catch the bat with the beanie, so I took the beanie outside, and because it was still dark, I sort of just left it out on a pot plant so that the bat could fly away if possible. When I went to go back and get it the next morning, minus the bat, it had left a deposit as such.
Oh, your beanie's been defecated on.
You're not talking a monetary deposit, are you?
The bat
didn't leave its credit card details.
The boys will be back on Monday. I need the weekend to recover. Signed, Rachel G from Admin.